Here's a story from The World.
On Thursday, millions of Ugandans will go to the polls to vote for president. At the helm is the incumbent, Yoweri Museveni, a former guerrilla fighter who ousted two dictators. He's now been in power for more than 30 years. Museveni is up against a number of candidates, but the man at the forefront is a singer and politician, Bobi Wine. The World's Africa correspondent, Halima Gikandi, is in Uganda's capital, Kampala. So the vote's coming up in a couple of days, Halima. What is the pre-election atmosphere like?
This has been an election that people have been watching because it's so symbolic of what seems to be happening in the region. You have a young population against kind of the old guard. On one hand is President Museveni, and his campaign slogan has been "Secure Your Future." And on the other side is somebody half his age, Bobi Wine, and his slogan has been "A New Uganda." And that kind of seems to be the crux of what we're hearing people say. But other than that, there have been real logistical challenges here, namely a slowdown of the internet and restrictions on social media. In fact, during a presidential address today, President Museveni actually admitted that the government was blocking or restricting access to social media platforms like Facebook that impacts ordinary people as well as journalists like myself.
There are also concerns, Halima, about violence. What are people worried about specifically?
Well, violence from security forces as well as excessive force. We've seen at least dozens of people at demonstrations or caught in the crosshairs of demonstrations who have been killed, especially a couple months back. And this is also impacting mainly opposition leaders like Bobi Wine, as well as members of his party and other opposition parties. In fact, during an interview this morning with a local Kenyan radio station, Bobi Wine was interrupted, and this is what he had to say.
So I'm sorry, even right now as we speak, we are being raided by the military. I have to end the interview because I can see soldiers beating my security guard.
What? That is pretty dramatic.
Yeah, and this isn't the first time. Last week I was on a press call with Bobi Wine and the same thing happened. During the middle of the interview, you see security officials essentially pulling him out of the vehicle. And this has kind of characterized this entire campaign season here. And I spoke with one human rights lawyer here. His name is Peter Magella, and he works with Chapter 4 Uganda, which is an NGO. And this is what he had to say about this election.
From the human rights perspective, there has been a bit of high-handedness, torture, arrest. A number of cases have been reported where people have disappeared.
And I asked Magella, okay, where does this seem to be coming from? And he says that all signs point to the top, as in President Museveni.
So what has been the government's response to this violence and these allegations against President Museveni?
It's been mostly unapologetic. I mean, the government has really mostly accused the opposition of being these troublemakers, of undermining the election, of inciting people to go against the election, of ignoring COVID health regulations that we've seen that have essentially restricted in-person campaigning. Today I spoke with the government spokesperson, Afuano Opondo, and this is what he had to say about members of the opposition.
Opposition leaders, opposition people in Uganda, they think that simply by virtue of being a presidential candidate, some rules don't apply to you. Traffic rules apply 100%. So if you are going to drive recklessly, you will be stopped by traffic police and charged.
What he's talking about there is if you're here in Kampala, what you'll see, or rather what you'll hear first, are these trucks zooming around, blasting music and campaign slogans. But many have pointed out that these rules aren't being applied equally. These rules that are ostensibly for COVID reasons, i.e. limiting in-person contact, are actually only impacting certain people in this campaign, or that's the allegation.
And finally, Halima, what are ordinary Ugandans you meet on the streets as you walk around? What are they saying about this election?
Really, the biggest concern I've seen on all sides is about violence and insecurity. And this is something I hear expressed on the radio and on TV. Some people have actually left Kampala to go vote in their rural homes, but also because they want to be away from Kampala. This is the center of support for Bobi Wine. So if the election swings in the opposite direction, we could see demonstrations or protest against the outcome, followed by heavy crackdown. And today, President Museveni warned against any disruption and said, the army is strong, the army can protect people, the army is here. The question is that reassuring for people, or is that going to be something that scares people and keeps them at home?
The World's Halima Gikandi speaking with us from Kampala, the Ugandan capital. Thanks very much. Good to speak.
Thank you, Marco. From
PRX.